Galatians 3:28. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. We should not miss the bold character of the words of the Apostle Paul to the Galatians. The unity that Paul is describing comes from a bold theological understanding of the incarnation, and it has radical social implications. Paul is speaking as a free Jew male into a context where social and ethnic categories are clearly marked. The type of unity that Paul is calling for is no mere sentiment of appreciation of each other. Instead, this unity acknowledges and questions the power dynamics embedded in the divisions that society makes. Moreover, it is a type of unity by which each participant cares and works for the well-being of the other as if it were his or her own well-being. This is unity in solidarity. One of the most striking examples of solidarity I have ever witnessed took place in the country of El Salvador, when we were partnering with a local church and the city council of Alegria to build houses for impoverished families. Susanna, my wife, and I were continuing the work that Lynn and Larry Pierce had done with our local partner for years in El Salvador. Before the team of volunteers from Canada arrived, Oscar and Sabas, the community workers of our local partner, had worked for months with this community, facilitating conversations in which people share their stories and their needs. During these conversations, the bonds of the community grew stronger as the theme of solidarity was emphasized as the core value needed to get the houses built. After witnessing these conversations, I knew that all the families participating had real needs and faced significant hurdles to build a proper house. But what I saw during a visit to one of the families involved left a deep lesson in me. A young woman with her teenage daughter and three small children lived inside a makeshift tent made of pieces of black plastic. They had no land and had managed to build this tent on top of a bunch of rocks on a steep part of the mountain on the outskirts of the town. Inside this tent, there was not even a proper space to lie down, so the family slept sitting upright. We talked with the mother about the logistics of the constructions, helped the kids fetch water, and prayed with them. As Oscar and Sabas and I got into the truck to drive back towards the town, we remained in silence. Then I finally asked them, "How did you decide which families would get their houses built first?" And they replied, "We didn't. The participating families decided together to prioritize the poorest among them." Solidarity means action toward shalom. As I mentioned before, Paul's understanding of unity and solidarity not only has profound social implications, but it also reveals Paul's truly amazing understanding of the Incarnation. The Incarnation means that God's action to save us from our fallen state went beyond feeling sorry for us and decided to make our problems, our sufferings, His own. Yes, we are one in Christ because we are gathered in Him as the Son of God, but also because He is one of us. There would have been no salvation without God's solidarity, shown in the Incarnation. Therefore, there is no discipleship without solidarity.